Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds so we might receive the power and the gift of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Why are you here? Why are you here this morning? Is it because somebody dragged you out of bed and forced you to come? Okay, that's an answer. Are you here because you've been invited by a friend? Well, we welcome you, and we hope and pray that this time of worship will bless you. Are you here because, well, frankly, your family has sat in the same pew for 65 years, and though I'm deathly ill, there's no way I'm giving up my seat? All right, those are all legitimate answers. But a far more important question is, do you believe in God? Many people don't. Some people may go to church because they're curious about Christianity, but probably, most importantly, all of you would say, yes, I believe in God, and that's why I'm here, to offer God's worship, offer to God our worship and praise. One final and most important question. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and was raised again from the dead to give you forgiveness of sins, joy, and a new life? Now that's a mouthful. You know, all major religions believe that Jesus of Nazareth lived 2,000 years ago, and that he was a great teacher. But not all of them believe that he was the Son of God. And so, well, it's obvious that we are Christians. The reason we are Christian is because our confession of faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and our Savior and Lord. Now the problem with many who come to worship, many here perhaps, many across the spectrum of religion, is that we come to worship, frankly, without being consciously aware that Jesus is our Savior. We come with a belief in God, but maybe not about Jesus' love. And so we come more in the sense of a habit than really worshiping. Well, today is the day of Pentecost. And as I said earlier, this is the birth of the Christian church because it is the giving of the Holy Spirit. Our text put it this way. Chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues of fire appeared among them, and the tongues rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. You have to kind of picture the scene. Disciples are in the upper room. They are afraid and they're scared about the Jewish authorities. The last thing they want to do is go out into the world, out into the streets of Jerusalem, and preach Jesus Christ. But now comes the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they're empowered to go out there. They're moved to go out there and to share the message of Jesus with others. Now what we read is the first part of Peter's sermon. But more importantly is the second part that follows the end of our text. Peter, in his speech, talks about Jesus Christ, and he ends that with, well, an indictment. He says, "Let the house of Israel therefore know certainly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus Christ who you crucified." And the people responded, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter answered, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins and for receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit." So at the end of Peter's message, the message that was given to him by the power of the Holy Spirit, others received that same Spirit and believed in Jesus. They were baptized and given that Holy Spirit. Well, that's what the Spirit did for them. What does the Spirit do for us? Well, you and I cannot be here today. You and I could not believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior without the gift of the Holy Spirit. Without the gift being present in our minds and in our hearts, the Spirit gives us faith in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit also draws us and brings us into a life that gives us great power, gives us that sense of new power. It fills us with a life of praise and thanksgiving in Christ. That's why we're here. That's what we are all about. Now, Paul talks about the Spirit giving us many other gifts, love, joy, peace, kindness, and etc. But what I would just talk about quickly is the sense of joy. The Holy Spirit gives us that joy. Now, there's a distinction, difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is a fleeting emotion. It comes to us at various times of life. It comes in a time of celebration. It comes at a moment of a great achievement. It can come in a time spent with family and friends. But happiness doesn't last. Joy of the Spirit lasts. It comes to our life in all moments. It is there when we are happy or when we are sad. It is present when we feel like we can conquer the world. And it is present when we feel defeated by the world. It fills our heart with joy when we are healthy, when we deeply ill. It is present in every moment when we are afraid. It comes to us when we see nothing before us but struggle and hardship. Joy is there even though we might lose everything that is important to us. The joy I'm speaking about is the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is that assurance, it's that powerful sense in our hearts and in our minds that God is with us, that Jesus is with us, regardless. He comes holding our hand or carrying us through. It is the security in knowing that Jesus is our solid rock. It gives us comfort in our pain. It gives us assurance in our doubt. It gives us peace when we are afraid. It gives us strength when we are weakness. Now, next week, as I said, we get to be part of the affirmation of baptism of four of our students, catechism students. They were baptized when they were infants, and at that moment they didn't have any choice, they didn't have any belief in Jesus or God at all. But now they come before us and the congregation, and they're confessing, they're claiming that that Holy Spirit that was given to them as in baptism is within them, is alive and is active. And they make their promises that within the gift of Holy Spirit, they will become active in the community of faith. They will be part of the community. They will worship. They will serve. They will allow that faith in Jesus and that power of the Holy Spirit be active in their lives. We get the same thing. When we receive that same Holy Spirit, we are active and involved. We should be active in worship with joy and active in the Christian community. There once was a family that had their annual vacation held at the beach. And Grandma went with them, and she had her own tradition. On the first day, she would head out to the beach, and she liked, just for the sake of it, wearing the old-fashioned bathing suits. She wore a white hat, and, well, she carried with her enough paraphernalia to stock a Walmart. She'd settle herself underneath an umbrella. She would cover every flesh part of her body exposed with suntan lotion. And then she would make herself down to the water's edge. She would be hesitant. She would take deep breaths, and she was trying to build up the strength to go into that icy water. Finally, very daintily, she extended her right foot, lowered it slowly into the water, until her big toe was barely covered. And she would take her left foot and do the same, barely submerging it. Well, then, being satisfied that she has fulfilled her minimal urge to go swimming, she retreats back to her chair and she spends the rest of the week cuddled with a book. I'm afraid that that can be a parable of how we have our Christian commitment. That's where we can live our life in the joy and the power of the Spirit by just dipping our toes in it. And we can be fully immersed. Why are we afraid of the Holy Spirit? Why are we afraid to let that Spirit fill us with joy and happiness and grace and the love of God? Fill us with the belief and the faith that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Why are we afraid? Why are we afraid of the Holy Spirit that keeps us active and alive in the community of faith? So let me ask the question again. Why are we here? Why do we to believe in God? Why do we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died on the cross for our sins, was resurrected to give us forgiveness, new life, and joy? We are here because of the gift of the Holy Spirit filling us with life and joy. In Jesus' name, Amen.